Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 270.
Sure.
I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Hello.
And Fozzie.
Yes.
And Jeff.
Hello.
None of who were here last week. And Don as well.
Oh, full house.
I blame not me. It was my fault.
Nah, it was fine. Pete came in. He held it together for us. We put something up.
Edie Pablo.
I fell asleep before my girlfriend even got home last night.
All right, well, that's not acceptable.
Old man Hefe.
It was a rough that business trip. A lot of drinking.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Why exactly were you on a business trip for?
It wasn't for work. It was for the union, and it was to learn how to be a steward, which is like you make grievance cases and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. What? Like you file grievances on behalf of the employees against the management.
I gotcha.
It's pretty sweet, dude.
So
sounds
like,
sweet, brah.
You're like the guy that the managers hate.
I mean, it's just a fact of.
I mean, are you HR?
I am only an assistant, like so. It'll be.
Oh,
like,
so they don't hate you. They hate the other guy.
Yeah, there's like another guy, and like say if he's on vacation or something, like I could help people.
Got
it. I have some sort of training. If someone wanted me to file a grievance, I would be fucked. I didn't really learn that much.
So this was a paid vacation to get drunk.
Yeah, basically, dude.
Sir, you are a government employee. How dare you?
Anyway, out of your pocket, came out of your pocket.
How dare you do this to America, Jeff? You are bad for America.
It's good.
The people my dad warned me.
Hefes are bad for America. Anyway, there are a bunch of games out there.
Ew.
Yeah.
What do we want to start with?
Do we want to talk about Gerhardt Panzerman?
Sure.
Yeah, let's talk about some Blood Bowl.
Let's get the junk out of the way.
Oh.
Hello, love Gerhardt. So, I've been about Blood Bowl for a while. It was originally a board game, and it's been a PC game for a while. So it's turn-based football, but it's set in, like, this fantasy realm. So teams are, like, humans and dwarves and high elves and orcs and, you know, everything you could think of, all the fantasy. High fantasy races. And teams are built around, there's linemen, and there's throwers, and there's catchers, and there's blitzers. So you have, like, a bunch of designated positions for your people, so you put your team to. One of the teams kicks off to their team, and the ball's like playing there, and they have to pick it up, and they have to try to score a touchdown. And the matches are brutal. It's basically people just, like, punching each other. Trying to knock other people unconscious. You can even kill people during the matches, which is encouraged. so that you can try to do whatever you can to score a touchdown. And actually, I'm in the middle of a match right now, and the other team is trying to advance the ball, but they can't because they have so many players knocked out that I outnumber them on the field. Like, I have twice as many people on the field as they do. it's brutal, like, and it's very turn-based strategy, dice rolling. You can see, like, percentage chances, kind of like XCOM when you're trying to do some stuff. When you send in a player to block, which is what they call, like, trying to punch somebody in the face. There's a die roll, and depending on where your people are, you can get one or more die, and you get to choose whichever die you want to be the result of the attack. And it's very, very board gamey in that respect. It looks very much like a board game. I don't know. I thought for my first two matches that the game was too easy. Like, I completely destroyed the AI. But the far I'm in my third match now, and it's gotten a lot better. They're trying harder. Because in my first two matches, they got the ball, and they basically sent all their people into the middle of the field. So I just sent people around them and punched the guy with the ball and picked it up and ran in for a touchdown. But that's not the match that I'm playing right now. So But very fun. I don't know. It's the crowd cheers when you kill people. There's this announcing team, of like a vampire, like an ogre dude, and they're making jokes the whole time. It's kind of like it's like a takeoff on here in Madden. They talk about stuff like they have their version of Twitter, which they call Twerper. It's a twerp.
It's fun. So it's $50, right?
I don't know what the price is because I have a review copy.
Ooh,
but
yeah, I think it's $50.
Oh man,
$50 is probably.
It's a bit steep, I think, for me. Seems interesting. Looks like a lot of people actually. I never heard of it until like last week, but a lot of people are playing it. It's cool. But
there's a single player campaign, and you can also form your own team and play in leagues. I haven't done it yet because I'm still trying to figure out what I'm doing.
That sounds cool.
Yeah, but I will say they make a big deal out of the HD animations and how beautiful it looks, and they use the same ones over and over and over again. So every time you score a touchdown, you see the exact same thing. Kind of, like the cheerleaders like bending over in the same way. And
slight bit repetitive.
Yeah. So if you go into my Xbox One profile,
look. My God, your replays are the worst.
they all look exactly the same. You're like, oh, there's a touchdown, and this thing happened again.
Oh. Well, that's the problem. Turn based, not very exciting to watch. well, I mean, it can be, but not in 30-second bursts.
No, probably not.
let's see. Watching one of your clips right now. It's a little loud. Sorry.
No, you're good.
Ah, the referee. Okay. There are also things that happen during the game, like sometimes the referee will come out and just randomly kick one of your players and knock him down.
Just for the hell of it.
In one of my other matches, the crowd was coming out and like knocking out players from both teams randomly.
Get down with that.
Yeah, it gets hard to win at that point. You're like, what are you doing to me?
Seems fun.
Yeah.
Maybe like when that price drops a little bit, give it a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely don't think I would play it for $50. It's not $50.
Yeah. Don, you reviewed Forza for us.
Oh, I did. That game is it's so good. It is so good, and I'm gonna have to get to a stopping point. What's that?
Did you enjoy 5?
I did. I liked 5. I think 6 is leaps and bounds better than 5. A couple of the things it does is it takes the prize wheel from Horizon. Now they kind of reward you cars randomly as you level up. Every time you level up, you spin. So you can either win a car or
Xbox record
a chunk
that.
Of money.
That's cool. I like that because...
That was one of the problems with 5. Like,
It was so like stingy with.
Yeah,
like,
you kind of had to buy everything, and there's a lot of choices, a lot, and there's a lot more choices this time. The racing in the rain is great. It's actually one of my favorite things about the game. So it's not lazy like some people might do, where it's just kind of like slippery and traction's lower. One of my favorite parts about it is how, like, based on the track, water will pool up in little puddles, like it normally like it would in real life. So as you're driving, if you hit a puddle, you're gonna lose traction. It was already lower, and now you're like it's gone. So if you like just slam on the brakes while you're in a puddle, you're not gonna do anything. So it really adds an extra element of strategy and realism. So if that puddle is like right in your racing line. You know, you got to swerve around it or move around it. So racing in the rain was a blast. Nighttime racing was not as interesting. It was just kind of racing it at night. But
your traction different there too, because the course would like in real racing, like the course would be colder because. the sun has
it is on it, so. Like most of the time I don't notice little subtle changes whenever I'm racing because I'm in the zone. I'm just kind of in it. But like when I first booted it up, I was just kind of trying to take it all in. And I believe the second race was a night race, and I could tell a difference. In the GT40, they pop you in right off the bat. So, but it's a pretty subtle change. Like racing in the rain is a pretty serious change. So you notice that a lot easier. Right. But if, like I said, like I kind of zone in whenever I'm playing racing games and notice little things like that a little less. So by the time I was in it, several hours into the game, and nighttime racing just felt like racing in the dark to me. Which is neat. It's a change of scenery, but it wasn't great or groundbreaking or anything like the other, but it's a really good game. I really want to go back and play it. I'm just stuck in Destiny and
other stuff. Boy.
How's the campaign progression, like your career progression in the game? Like, is it modified from 5? Because I thought 5 had like a really weird and long progression.
This is a little quicker. I gotta remember this now. It's been a little while. They break it down into several steps. So first you play a volume, and in that volume, the first volume is your lower street kind of cars, like your Honda Civics and your Volkswagen Jettas and stuff like that. So the first volume is then split up into like three different races, three different series, I guess I should say. So you pick the first series, because you can't play the others after that until you finish the first. You pick the first series, and you can pick between 6 categories of cars.
Okay.
So every volume is broken up into 6 categories of cars. Some of them kind of overlap, but for the most part, they're kind of different. You pick a car, and then you race through the 5 races or whatever, and then you go to the next series. So you got to finish the 3 series, and then you finish the volume. The fun part about it is if you played the first race in like a Mazda Miata, the first series in a Mazda Miata, and you decide you want to kind of change it up a little, the second series you can change to like a Civic Type R or something, and complete it in like the front-wheel drive class or something. Mm-hmm. To actually fully complete the volume, like, you've got to do a lot of racing. Complete every series with one car in each of the 6 volumes. But in order to move on, you just got to clear it once. So,
okay.
So what I was doing was I cleared the first volume, and then I moved on, and then I went back, and after clearing half of the second volume, I think I kind of went back and played around with other cars, and it's a nice way to kind of break things up. And like, if I won a car, I would go back and play with that car a little bit. So it's a lot nicer spaced out. I fail to find the word I'm looking for right now, but
there's
pacing. It progresses nicely. Yeah.
Pacing.
That sounds cool.
Pacing, that's it. Perfect. The pacing is a lot better as opposed to 5.
That's good.
Yeah.
5 got real redundant.
Yeah. I mean, I love the Forza series, but 5 really kind of turned me off from it, so... Haven't gone
6 is leaps and bounds better than 5.
That's good. Yeah. Everyone loves a good racing game. I mean, like, let's see how good my graphics can be. There you go, racing game.
Yeah. And they're beautiful, too. I'm not going to lie, I went off track a few times, just kind of taking everything in. There's a few times I just went right on into the sand.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Cool.
You've also been playing... Destiny the Taken King.
Yeah, did you talk about that last week?
I talked a little bit about it with Pete, but nobody else was here, so these guys don't know anything about it.
Oh, yeah.
No.
And Pete's against Destiny by default, isn't he?
Good man.
Pete hates Destiny, so...
Good man.
Gotcha.
What do you think? 'Cause I think it's very, very good.
It made it up into my top 10 list, and I did not expect that at all. Like, I expected to enjoy it and have fun and this and that, but between the expansion and the big 2.0 update on how they changed progression and loot and and all that stuff. Man, this is good. It's good stuff.
Yeah, what I said last week, there's a personality to at least the Taken King stuff. I don't know if they've kind of like adjusted the older stuff, but the Taken King stuff definitely has a personality. They tell a story. It is filled with characters, like that are actually characters. Like, they're not just these like static NPCs that stand and you go talk to in the tower. Like, they there's a lot of humor in it.
Oh yeah.
Especially between your ghost, who used to be Peter Dinklage. Dinklebot's gone. It's now Nolan North. And Cade Six, who is the Hunter Vanguard, I believe is played by Nathan Fillion. So they have some very good lines together. And Eris,
yeah,
who is the Queen's something. She's there, and she has some like really good interactions with them as well. It's actually funny. Like, there's some really funny parts.
Oh, yeah, there's several times that I know I certainly chuckled.
And I mean, we played the beginning portions together, and I thought the level design was like,
oh man,
so much better than anything from base Destiny.
That, and I know for sure the strikes. At least one of the strikes in particular. I think we played it together where it's all dark.
More dark, yeah.
Yeah. So like, oh man, that is.
You're fighting
my
a boss
favorite.
In the dark. it's a little difficult, like to kind of get a feel on things because you can't
you
see very far
coming
in
front
down.
Of
you.
And,
yeah. So you're being attacked from all sides, but you can't really see where they're coming because everything is dark in this room, and so you can only see like a little bit in front of you.
It's by far my favorite strike. I've played it several times now, and it does not get old.
Good.
Yeah.
And the new enemies are awesome too. The Taken are they're basically revamps of all the current characters.
Yeah. So they
enemies.
They took,
so
they took the different factions: the Fallen, the Hive, the Vex, and the Cabal, and they've made them into like these ghost kind of. Enemies, I guess. They're kind of ghostly.
Yeah, and they all have new little powers and quirks, and so well, it's pretty neat.
They've changed it completely, is what you're saying.
They did.
Portions of it have changed completely. Like,
yeah.
there's still a lot of Destiny going on in Destiny.
A lot of grinding.
The tower is still there, but they've changed a lot of it, so you can pick up. You used to only be able to when Destiny started, when you reviewed Destiny. Tony, you can only pick up 5 bounties at a time. They upped that to 10 at some point over the course of last year, and now it's been up to 16. But the problem with bounties before was you still had to go back to the tower, turn it in. You don't have to do that anymore. You pick up your bounties from the stupid robot, and then as soon as it's done, you go to your new quest log. It's basically a quest log now, and you just go turn in, and you automatically get your rewards. They show up like you know, if you get an engram or you get strange coins or motes of light, like it all just drops into your inventory immediately. Your experience gets doled out, and you never have to go back to the tower until you're kind of done with what you're doing out in the world.
Yep.
And then there's the quests, which there are a lot of them. If there was a complaint that Destiny had a lack of content. There's now a lot more content, and
yeah, there's no longer a lack of content.
Yeah, you're still going to the same areas, but they have changed up. They have given you new missions to do in those areas, and the missions are actually fun and interesting. And a lot of times, the quests have a like a through line, like a plot to each of them, and there's a reason you're doing them. They actually did some writing this time.
Yeah,
I think it's like really good. The only thing is like the Crucible is still it's the Crucible.
That's fun. I like the Crucible. I mean, it's more fun than several other shooters I've played over the past year. So.
Yeah, certain modes are, I think. Are
oh, good. Yes,
like,
yes.
There are,
sorry.
There are definitely aspects of the Crucible that are like, this is broken.
The new Rift mode, I do not like. I've tried several times now. I don't like the new mode. It's not fun. It's not. It's different, but it's not fun. There's nothing fun about the new mode to me.
Yeah, so basically what Don's talking about is it's called Rift. It's basically a one flag capture flag. So
okay.
Like if you're like you guys played Halo, like where they put a flag in the middle of the map and you go and you get the flag and you have to take it to the other team's base basically and got a deposit there, you get a point. Same thing, they drop a it's like a, I can't think of what it's called, but it's this like energy thing or something that you pick
up.
Yeah,
I was just playing it. I can't remember the name of it now.
And you run to the rift, the other team's rift, and you either jump through it or throw it into it, and you'll get like it's like 2,000 points for doing that. Plus,
that's Quidditch.
You can run it through kind of like you know like a football as well, and. When you do, the rift explodes, and anybody near it, not named you, who ran the ball through, die, like, instantly. So, but killing them is kind of fun, like, when they're running at, like, because they glow when they go down.
Yeah.
You could tell they're angry. although I've seen that some of the Destiny players have taken to teabagging.
Ooh,
other people and it's,
I do.
It's really dumb. Especially when like it's like I was playing Rift today. It's because they have daily. There's the daily missions. They had this before, but now there's a daily Crucible match. You just have to play one. You'll get 15 legendary marks, which is the new currency. They kind of revamped the currency system too. So I went in to play that and I killed the Rift runner for the other team. And one of the other guys that was near him, and this guy comes up behind me. I have no health, and he shoots me once, and I die. And then he's like jumping up and down on my ghost, like you did nothing. And I just killed two of your teammates and stopped the guy from going into our base. So, like, what are you doing?
Got in your head.
It's frustrating.
That's right. You're still thinking about it.
Yeah, I was angry. Gotcha. I'm like, this is annoying. And then I quit.
Pull the Bill Belichick.
I should record
him. You mean coach brilliantly? Is that what you're saying?
And watch for his signals and see if I can. Yeah.
Did you guys catch the elite image of my Madden review, by the way?
Yes.
No,
that was for all of you.
No one saw it.
I didn't.
No one saw it.
What was it? What'd you do? What did you do?
It was the champion. It was the Lombardi Trophy being handed to Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do like that Belichick does not lend his likeness to Madden, and you can't coach him. I always found that a little weird.
He's like, no, I'm not.
Oh, boy.
No way.
I don't want to be in a video game. Screw you guys.
Wait, who doesn't?
Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Like, I don't have time for that.
It's too cool for school.
Yeah. Yes, Destiny's fun. I put a lot of time into it the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
What else anybody been playing? Jeff, Mario Maker.
Oh, Mario!
Yeah,
drop it on us. Drop it on us. Tell us how it is.
Drop that knowledge, son.
It's
Oh God, are we game over nation? What's going on here? We don't drop knowledge, do we?
No, not never.
Need knowledge first.
Only Hobby drops knowledge.
Oh,
Hobby's not here. Tommy brought the podcast. He could drop some knowledge.
I will let him know
that he has to come and drop some knowledge. We haven't had Javi on in a while, so he should come drop some knowledge at some point. And Jeff's right. If like we can only drop knowledge if we have some.
Yeah.
That's right. No one here has any knowledge. We are knowledgeless. Why do we even have a podcast?
I don't know. How have we done it for 270 episodes?
No one's told us to stop. That's all.
No, that's kind of it. It's like we just keep showing up on Thursdays to record.
For the most part.
Yeah. Jeff, Mario Maker.
Yeah. I was not really looking forward to it that much. I'm very happy I picked it up. It's pretty awesome. The only thing I'll say is, like, bad about it is a lot of the levels that, like, you find when you're like going to check out other people's levels, they're like really gimmicky, or just bad. So there's a lot of garbage.
Is there a way to just sort by your friends? Like, can you just sort by your friends' levels?
It's really like backdoor. Oh,
you're asking way too
much. You're right. I'm asking for Nintendo to have thought like how to use the internet, but
yeah, they just got the internet a year ago.
Yeah. It's their typical backdoor way. So like, you would have to like say I saw someone. Say someone made a level, they could post a picture of their level ID online.
Okay.
You could go play that level, and then when you're done, you could like heart the creator, and then you'll be following everything they make.
So kind of like Little Big Planet in a way. Like you used to be able to heart like creators, and you would be able to see their content. It's weird.
Yeah,
it's weird that like you can't just auto follow. Like if I were to play it and just like I want to. Like see all of Jeff's like you have to like go through this arcane way of allowing me to even like
really
you as
weird.
A creator.
It should just use your friends list, you know what I mean? It should be there should be a friends list tab, but it doesn't. I don't know, it's completely separate. And then even then, like I say I followed a couple people, like Ian, I followed him or whatever, and like it doesn't like notify you when he makes new levels or anything, so you just always have to go look, like see if he made it. That's the thing that sucks. So like if you go into like the most hearted like liked levels, they're all like these
autoplay.
Don't press anything, press anything. Yeah, like it just plays the level for you. They're really like obviously they're fucking well done, but. I'm not doing anything. It fucking sucks. And those are like all the top levels are kind of like just garbage, like either that or just like some weird garbage. There's
Can
other
just
tabs.
Fall down
and die? I'm moving stuff while we're podcasting. Continue.
There's other tabs too. There's like a featured tab, which will have like kind of more normal levels, and I don't know. And then there's like an up and coming tab, I think. Which
but
is
you
just,
see, like I think
just, they need to fix it.
Right.
They need like, to curate the levels better somehow. Like,
so there's not like a top most played or any of that.
There is, but it's all like the worst shit. Like, not the. It's just most of the ones that are top are like these really complex. Like, you just stand there and like springs and shit will move you through the level on their own. You know, it's like cool.
How does that get at the top?
I don't know, because it's impressive your first time, and you're like, oh, man, this is crazy. Like,
right.
Designed this crazy level where you're doing nothing.
Well, because, it adds, like, a lot of tension to you. Like, oh, Jesus, look at all this stuff coming at me. Then you just...
You don't do anything. You just...
Yeah, exactly. So, I understand. Neat.
My favorite thing to do, though, and, like, right away, like, knowing... Like, the thing that told me that this game was good value is there's a thing called 100 Mario Challenge, where you get 100 lives to get through 8 user-created levels or 16 user-created levels. And there's, like, easy, normal, and hard. And, like, the hard ones, the expert ones, are fucking ridiculous. I couldn't get through any of them. So they somehow are gauging the difficulty correctly. And, like, I'll usually just play on normal or easy. And, you know, it's a good way to, like, endlessly play 2D Mario levels. And a lot of them are pretty, like, average or mediocre, but some of them are pretty good, and they're coming at you at random every time you play. Like, you are never going to play the same fucking level twice unless you want to. You know? So, like, that is, like, that alone is, like, a pretty good deal.
The only thing that I don't like about that, though, is that you can skip a level at any time, so...
I love that. Like, no, yeah, but... I get what you're saying.
Like, you know, you get 100 lives, and then you get the skip levels. That's
yeah.
They should just call it just.
Yeah.
I mean, what's even the point then? You know.
With no penalty, you could easily skip levels, and I kind of like that because some of the levels I'll like get to, I'm like, this is fucking bullshit. Like, it's just death traps, and you know, like I hate them.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to take the time.
Fully. What they should do is maybe do like, okay, if you skip a level. You lose 10 lives or something, you know.
Or maybe you get three skips per challenge, like, or, right, you know, something exactly. like that.
Just so that, because at that point, you know, there's no reason not to skip immediately if you're like, you're this is absolute bullshit. Yeah.
You can take the path of least resistance and just get through it, you know? Which is what I do. Like, if I don't like a level, like, I died once or twice, and I'm like, all right, fuck this. I just move on. But that said, even with skipping, if you're playing on expert, you're going to burn through your lives. Like, I know a guy who's really good at, like, 2D platforming games. Like, he, like, beat Super Meat Boy or whatever that game was, like, no problem. And he said he had, like, fucking 15 lives left at the end of the expert challenge. And I guarantee you he skipped levels. So, huh. I mean, for the expert level, it's good that the skipped option is in there, I think. I mean, I couldn't beat any level on expert. And then the whole other aspect of it is the crating, which I was kind of apprehensive about. I've managed to make some levels that I'm kind of happy with, so... If I could do that, anybody can fucking make levels, and anybody will, as you'll see if you start playing through it. Like, there's all sorts of garbage. But, I don't know, I'm kind of happy. My levels, I have, like, a tendency to use a lot of those little short-moving platforms that'll go left or right or up or down and, like, get across big gaps using those. I just, for whatever reason, I really like using those. So, yeah, I have a couple out there. I have one where it's, like, it's pretty hard, and then you get to this part near the end where you get, like, you don't have any power-ups through the whole level, and then you get to the end, and you get a star, and you have to fucking run through a maze of spikes with the star in order to, like, if you make one misstep, you're fucking done for. It's got a pretty low completion rate, like, 5% of people have beaten it. It's not that hard, like... Once you know it, it's not that hard, but it's one of those things where if someone played it the first time and they died, they're probably like, oh, fuck this, and they skip.
Right.
I just made one yesterday called The Easy Way or The Hard Way, and it's just like, there's the main level itself, I mean, it's kind of hard, semi-hard, not really, but then, like, there's a secret path along the top that is just fucking super easy. You just go through the whole level. I don't know. I am having way more fun with creating levels than I thought I would, but I don't think I'm going to be, like, one of those prolific makers or whatever on there, but there's definitely fun to be had with designing a level. It's super, super fucking easy, so.
That's cool.
It's definitely, it's, it'd probably be in my top 10 of the year. If Ooh. You have you should probably.
In fact, you're going to have to make a top 10 list, so maybe
it will. Yeah. Yeah. There's gonna be some changes to my top 10 next month. That's all I'm saying. Big changes.
Oh. Yep. When Metal Gear Solid takes out the lead.
And no more Tony Hawk.
Right. More Tony Hawk.
Well, we'll see.
Sanity finally yeah. ranks.
We'll see, man.
You'll play Tony Hawk on Tuesday.
I'm still like, I don't know.
You're still delusional. That's what we need. We need to throw that word in there.
It doesn't need to be amazing. It just has to be basic Tony Hawk, like. That's all
right, when was the last time you got a Tony Hawk and it was just basic Tony Hawk? Has it been a decade yet? It's getting close, isn't it?
Well, you had the Tony Hawk HD, which it was a little off, but...
That doesn't count, because that's a remake.
Yeah.
But even then, it was a little off, and all they had to do was remake that game.
It's a little scary, but, like...
and it's just, these are the same people. That's the problem.
The videos I've seen of it, though, it looks like they have the speed down, which I think was the problem with the remake.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, I don't know, I watched a couple of videos, and it looks like all the moves you want are there, which, to me, that's a problem with going back and playing the first Tony Hawk.
Right, because, like, the stuff that you remember was actually from, like, 2 or 3 or 4, and you wanted to do it in that one, and it was like, it's not as robust.
It's hard to string together a combo if you can't land into a revert into a manual to keep the combo alive. Or just like I was watching a video of it the other day and this guy fucking just did a wall plant. I was like, fuck yes, it looks like everything's there. Like, cool. Give me my spine transfers, give me my reverts, give me my manuals, give me my wall plants, and I'm fucking good to go. So I don't know. I mean, it's a hard formula to fuck up in my opinion. So yeah, for most people, is it going to be like, I. Probably not, but like if you have I don't know. I'm talking shit out of my ass because I haven't played it yet, but it looks like Tony Hawk. Like, it looks okay, you know?
The one thing that concerned me a little bit was, like, Activision, they used to have, like, a budget title section of their publisher division, and the PR team for this is that budget team. They're also handling that that new Transformers game.
Oh no! Although the Transformers game isn't being made by Activision.
No, it's, right. it's being made by
Team Ninja, right?
Platinum Games.
Platinum, yes.
Platinum Games.
Although Platinum, like, they're hit or miss. Like, they did that, what was that? That one that was pretty much garbage. It was based on the anime. Drawing a blank, but.
Afro Ninja?
No, it was,
You mean the one where you're sliding around everywhere?
No, that was Vanquish. Yeah. No, they did one recently, like within the last like 2 years or so, right around like either right before Bayonetta 2 or right after Bayonetta 2, that was like, it was like a licensed game,
right?
And it was kind of a did not turn out well. I remember getting like 4s out of 10s.
Ugh.
So the Transformers game though looks good. Like,
yeah,
I mean,
at least looks good.
The visual style, at least, like, there's something there.
Well, I think that Activision maybe has realistic expectations. They don't expect this to be as big as Guitar Hero or Call of Duty or anything. Like, they know that the franchise has stagnated and all but died, and they're just trying to, like, throw one out there for people and make up some bucks off the hardcore fans. I think, like, I don't think they're expecting it to return to its heyday in any way, but just to become somewhat profitable again. I don't know. Like,
they are reaching back this year though with Tony Hawk and a new Guitar Hero.
It's time for both of them, I think.
Yeah, I feel the need for plastic instruments again.
I want to play that Guitar Hero game.
You?
I do. Because it looks different. Like, Rock Band looks like Rock Band, which is, like, good, because, like, that's what you want to play when you have people over. But the Guitar Hero game actually looks different. Like, it looks like something new. It might be garbage.
I'm interested to see, like, how they're, you know, how it's, like, black and white or whatever they decide.
Yeah, well, because, they're I haven't played it, obviously. But
you know, it is like having strings, essentially. They're the closest thing you probably get with the plastic controller.
Right, because it's two sets of three frets, and they're on top of each other. So you have an up and down, whereas, like, you know, Rock Band, regular Guitar Hero is five straight across. So there's actually some more finger work involved in this new one. It looks interesting. I don't know.
Sure.
We'll see.
Get down with that.
Maybe for Christmas, so I'll pick it up.
I might get.
I'm gonna get Rock Band first, I think, and then.
Yeah, definitely. Very excited.
Is
for
the Rock Band guitar portion gonna be the same as previous games, or are they doing the same kind of deal as Guitar Hero?
No, it's like you can even use your old instruments.
Okay.
Like,
oh yeah, there.
Yes,
that's right.
It's like it's the same game. Like, they've added new stuff to it. Like, there's a. The solo, I guess, like the free solo section, which kind of like allows you to create your own solo as you're playing.
Nah.
That's something new. It's not necessarily, but it's still like the gems come down the screen, red, green, blue, orange, you know, that type of stuff.
I mean, I personally probably wouldn't get either of them, but my girlfriend was like a big fan of those games back in the day, so. Anything to get her playing video games, I'll do it.
For me, like, friends still come over and play Rock Band 3, so...
You know what's funny, though? She's one of those fucking weird fucks who plays with the controller.
Like, plays Rock Band with the controller?
Yeah.
For Guitar Hero? That is weird.
Yeah, dude. I had another friend that, like, he preferred playing that way, and I was like, dude, the whole point of this game is to feel like you're a rock star. I don't feel like I'm a rock star! Playing with little buttons on my controller.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe they do. Maybe they feel differently than we do.
Harmonix did make a game like that, that Rock Band Blitz.
Yeah, that game was fun.
But it was designed specifically around playing on the controller. I don't know. Yeah, it's like I like to play the dumb guitar.
Yeah.
Let me stand up in front of my TV and look like a complete idiot, but
because you kind of do feel like you're playing an instrument that way.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't
know. People are actually impressed when, like, I remember when I used to play, like, people would just watch me. I was like, yes, that's
the only impressive thing Fozzy has ever done.
Yeah. It's like, because it was cool, like, yeah, it's, and then, you know, it was probably the only, like, thing where, like, I could probably play Call of Duty and get, like, 20 kills and 0 deaths, and people still won't be as impressed as, like, watching, like, my hand movements while I'm playing guitar, so, yeah, it's cool. I know it's not real guitar, but...
Nah, it's for there, and there is a skill involved in
yeah,
playing.
I mean,
well,
it's not
so.
Like... Like, and again, like, there's a lot of people that feel like some of those songs on Guitar Hero were tougher for, like, you know, it compared to, like, the actual, like, song itself. So,
yeah, like, they added
as far
notes
as
in
like
stuff.
People that you know are good with guitar and Guitar Hero, they were saying that, you know, some of those songs could be more difficult.
It's a fun thing. Sure. I ordered my my instrument adapter.
Nice.
Yesterday, when it went up on sale, they're running a deal right now on Amazon. If you need the adapter for the legacy stuff, where you can get it for like $10, which is
really?
That's not bad at all. Like,
oh, that's not bad. And, might get that.
Yeah, and... especially since the old, like, they won't be releasing individual standalone instruments until
Xbox record that.
Until
really?
Next year, like they are, like you get a band in the box, you can buy, which is the drum set and the guitar, and a
mic.
But
you can't just get a guitar.
But you can't just get a second new guitar. So I'm like, how am I?
That's.
I mean, I have four friggin' plastic guitars here, but they're all for the 360. So this like $10 add-on, like yeah, people can now play with
eBay,
like, the Rock Band. No, but like, yep, but the new guitars for like Xbox One, like. Unless somebody's like, I don't want this, and they sell it, like you won't be able to get one right away.
Is there gonna be an option just to get it with guitar, or
yeah,
like
you can just get it with the guitar.
Okay.
Or like,
oh,
I mean,
how much is that?
The guitar one is $120, $130.
And what's the
band?
Oh,
okay, so you could get it with
the
just
band
the
one's $250.
Oh, okay. God, $250.
Buy it from Best Buy if you have their Gamers Club thing, because then it's $200.
I don't give a fuck. I mean, Rock Band was never that much.
Rock
dude,
Band
was
it? Rock Band was $200 when it came out.
Oh my god. Yes. Yeah. What?
Yeah, Rock Band was $200 and Guitar Hero was $100. Guitar Hero was still $100.
I remember Guitar Hero being like $120 or something like that, and whatever, you know.
The whole band thing with the drums and the guitar and the mic in the game was always $200, though. So it's not that far off. And remember, like, they're doing this themselves. Like, they're not, no MTV this time, no EA this time. Like, they partnered with Mad Catz, but they're, like, an indie developer on this, so.
Dude.
But
a tough one, man.
I'll get my money's worth out of it, so.
I'm sure you will, but. I've never, you know, it, to me it's like a distraction, like
sure,
something to play here and there. We have friends over or whatever.
Yeah, that might be one you might want to wait a little bit on, or you can buy the game digitally and just get the adapter and use the old instruments on it. So then,
yeah,
all,
I don't have
then all of a sudden,
still,
it's,
you know,
I mean, you can, like as Don said, that's an eBay thing. Like, hey,
yeah,
I want a Rock Band guitar controller. Like, you know, you put $15 down on an eBay move and they send it to you. It might not be great.
There's a minute when, like, Guitar Hero was, like, rare. Like, it was hard to find a guitar, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if the eBay route. And again, like you said, like, with eBay, that's so sketch as far as, like, condition.
And it's been.
Those old instruments, too, are very, like.
It's been 5 years, too, since the last. 4 or 5 years since the last one came out, so.
Yeah, I'm not. That.
Yeah. Yeah.
Luckily, I have the Gresh controller from Beatles Rock Band. That one still works really well, so I'll be able to use that one and not have to buy a second guitar for a while. Anyway, what else you guys been playing?
Well,
what's
Happy gonna say?
You know what I'm gonna say. The only game that matters right now.
Oh, I like where your head's at.
Destiny?
Never.
No.
Disney Infinity.
Never. I
kept you waiting, huh?
Dude, Metal Gear. Metal Gear. All day.
Yeah.
I have to play Metal Gear now. You guys have sold me on playing Metal Gear, by the way.
You need to play Metal Gear.
Should we have this debate real quick? Because I got to go in like 10 minutes anyway.
Here's the thing, real quick. I just throw it out there. It is open world game with open-ended gameplay done probably about as good as I've ever seen it. Like, there are so many ways to do things. So, I
anyway, even if it's the same, like, map, whatever it may be.
I don't agree that all the most missions are extract a guy or kill somebody. But there was one I did the other night that is a great example of the open ended gameplay that was I had to extract a truck out of a convoy. You know, that was like unlike any other mission I had played yet. So
There's a variety of missions, but there's a lot of extract X from the same place you've been to 10 times already.
Yes, but it plays out different every fucking time.
Yeah, I mean, and again, it's just
I don't necessarily agree with that.
I think that Chris may have a good point, is that, like, if you're playing a way that you are playing, go and play the same time.
You're not going to go in one time.
You're not going... Like, for me, like, I play pure stealth, right? So, for me, I kind of have my... I know what I'm doing. When I see enemies, I know exactly how I'm going to handle this. First, look through my binoculars, track everyone, and I go in, get a couple sniper shots, they're in alert mode, and I pick them off all the day.
But I'm going to sleep one by one.
But at the same time, there are different ways. Like, you can go around the base and maybe look for a different different way there. Or the nice thing, too, is as you level up, you get stun grenades. So, like, I like stunning people now with those grenades. And smoke grenades are awesome. And eventually, I'm going to get sleep grenades. I'm very close. And I can't wait to get these mines where you can put them. They're electromagnetic, so I can just capture trucks just like that easy. But I hear what Chris is saying. But at the same time, I think with that article, first of all, I felt that he wasn't in it just enough. He just got to Africa. That means that he played... There's
less than 10%.
Yeah, I mean, well, there's 30, or there's like... 30 high 30s or low 40 mission count, right? So Africa's 11 or 12. So really, he only played about a quarter of the game. So you could probably make a fair assessment, but at the same time,
I mean, if we're talking about a particular article on a site called Only Single Player, if anybody is confused, where you know the main conceit of the article was that. Really good game, but the game can be a bit repetitive. Like, there's a lot of the missions are the same objectives in the same areas. That's not to take away what you guys are saying, that, like, there are different ways to approach it.
I just think that, you know, like, let's look at our past game of the years, right? Like, Halo Reach, for example. I mean, if you really boil it down, you're in a location, you shoot up an enemy, then you move on. Right, so like, that if you boil it down, you can.
But that's a mechanical distinction. That's not like every mission is something else.
Is it?
You're saying as far as location wise.
In Halo, yeah.
I mean, but in Metal Gear,
there's no like puzzles or anything. You just kill. That's it. Like,
and in Metal Gear, you can
decide to go. There's no puzzles in Metal Gear either, Jeff. There's no puzzles in this game.
I'm not saying there's puzzles.
No, but there's night. You can go night. Way you can go through daytime.
There's so many. Like, here, all right. I only ever say that about games that I find boring. Every game is repetitive. It's just the ones that only becomes a complaint to me when I'm not having fun.
But there's repetitive mechanically, and then there's repetitive like mission wise, like design wise.
Like, and I think
all those, even if it's the same, like even if it's just go extract a guy, the level design of each base is different. You know what I mean?
No, like, but that's what I'm saying, Jeff, is like I am not as far into the story as you, but when I checked the percentage the other day, I was actually higher than you
yeah.
in my gameplay, and I am going to the same bases over and over.
Yes, you do go to the same bases. That's correct.
Like,
it's not main missions, though, do you? Because I haven't really noticed.
Yeah, you do. But to the credit of it, again, it's just that as you're going through it, enemies do get kind of more, like, you know, beefier as far as their armor.
Oh, yeah, it's like, I'm pretty good at landing a headshot, and now everyone wears a fucking helmet, and it's like this, it's now, actually getting to the point where I'm actually getting frustrated with it.
Yeah. I hear that they adapt based on how you play, so if you always headshot guys, then they start to wear helmets
and
later.
And if you, like, you always, if yeah. you, and dude, if you always go in at night, they all start wearing fucking night vision goggles. And it's like, now the way
that's
I was playing, awesome. It wants you to play a different way, but it's like, I suck at stealth. I kill everything. And the game is actually starting to frustrate me to the point where I'd rather go play Destiny or Disney Infinity or something. Like, instead of wasting my time in this.
I want to tell you guys about this mission where I had to get this truck, because it was a great example of how there's a way to do something that's not the way you would normally think. So you probably, Fozzie, you might remember this. There's like a convoy, and you
I know which one you're talking about. They had like the tank in front of it, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's like, yeah, it's a convoy. There's like a tank in front, a tank behind it, yep. And there's, you know, they're guarding the truck. And when you come up to the truck, these skulls come out. There's like four of them.
Fuck those skulls! I hate
them. They're like these super powered villains that like can like just teleport, and they fucking suck. So anyways, like, I'm going to do this mission, and like right as I start, they're like, look, like all you had to do if my Fulton was leveled up enough, which is the thing that like just like, pulls things out of the level. If it was leveled up enough, I could just walk up to the truck and Fulton it and then run away. Like, that would be it. It would be like an easy ass mission done in 2 seconds. They're like, your Fulton is not leveled up enough. You should definitely level up your Fulton because your only other option here is stealing the truck, and you're not going to be able to steal it. And I was like, okay. Well, I couldn't level up my Fulton because my R&D team was, like, nowhere near leveled up. So I was like, all right, I'm fucked. I was playing it over and over, and I was at the point where I was like, dude, I would just try to steal the truck from them, and skulls would chase me down and blow up the truck, and that was mission over. And I was like, I was at a point where I was like, I think I'm done with this game, because, like, I can't get any further, and I'm fucked. And then finally, I, like, decided to steal one of the tanks and then fight the skulls with the tank. And after a couple of tries, that worked. Like, I killed 2 out of the 4 skulls. Like, there's still 2 guys alive. And I'm like, oh, fuck, they blew up both the tanks. Mm. And I grabbed the truck, and I somehow got out of there. Like, they left me alone. I was like, holy shit, that worked. Like, that was, like, a solution that came out of desperation because I couldn't do the mission the way it was supposed to be done, and it worked. You know what I mean? Like, that was, like, and that is, like, what I love about it. Like, there's always more than one way to do something.
Yeah, and I'm certainly not saying it's a bad game. I'm having fun with it at points, and then there are other points where I'm getting really frustrated with it, and it's like, I'm like banging my head against the wall because I'm doing the same thing.
Oh, no, there's, I don't know about you, but there's times where, like, literally, I'm, you know, like, you have to rescue 5 guys or something, I'm down to the last dude, and then I get spotted, some dude hits me with the shotgun, I'm
there
dead,
should,
and
dude,
I'm like...
The shotguns are brutal, too.
Yeah, the shotguns will mess you up bad.
It's a checkpoint more in the level. Like, if you're, like, 30 minutes deep into a level, and then, like, one little thing could fuck everything up, it's like, I wish it would just checkpoint somewhere, like, every 5 minutes.
But you know what the great thing is that, like, it's... I'm not going to say it's like Dark Souls, but almost every single time, it's only because of my, like, my needing to hurry up the level, because not only do I want to get a better score, but because I'm getting impatient.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Because of my impatience... I get punished for it, and that's how I get spotted, because, you know, when I start playing the game, like, I take everything very easy, but, you know, a couple hours in, I'm like, okay, especially if I'm on a mission, you know, more than a couple times, I'm like, alright, I just need to get through this at this point. There's just no way to do it, though. So, especially now that I'm in, like, I'm on mission 23, so it's getting... I don't know. It's frustrating. I hear you completely, and it's to a point where, like, you're just... I give up. I'm like, I'm not going to play you right now.
Yeah, and I put it down. Nope. And I come back to it later. I'm like, yeah, oh, exactly. I found a way around.
It's not something that I can like just like play this like 2 days straight and be like, oh, that was amazing.
Yeah, I'm finding it best to play in like hour or hour and a half chunks.
Yeah, and that's what I love. Yeah,
I do a mission to a night. Like that's it. Like a mission can take me over an hour. You know what I mean?
It's great because like it's even like a TV show. Like at the end of it, you get like the credits and you call it a day. And it's like, all right. That's right, cool. Like they're each like hour and a half long.
Can we talk about that too? Because like they act like they wrote something here, and there's a lot of times these missions, like the actual missions, have like minimal content at best. Like in terms of like how are you even progressing the story in some of this shit?
Well, they could just be writing like the audio for like the guards, or I don't know. You know?
It's so. But there it's so like extravagant.
Someone had to
like,
get that. Hot puppy dog in there.
It's just so extravagant though, like where they're like, oh, this is like it's like this episode of a TV show.
I like that.
It's like there's nothing really to it.
I do like in the beginning because I always look to see if they have skulls in there, because if so,
right,
I'm like,
it does
fuck
tell
this,
you who the enemies
fuck
are gonna
this
be
episode forever, because god, I hate this, because again, like if I had a rocket launcher or whatever it may be, like I would blast them away no problem, but I'd be stealthy. And just are unkillable, like nemesis-esque.
Let me ask you this, because here's another great example of how open-ended it is. Is how did you guys defeat Quiet when you got her?
I dropped crates on her head.
Yeah, I got
spent
that
20 grand and just dropped 2 crates on her head and was done.
Yeah, I got that off.
Oh
the
no!
I was like, man, she has like 2 life bars. She's so quick. Like,
well they're not. It's not. She doesn't have 2 life bars though. She has a life bar and a. Knockout like a bar. Yeah, like
yeah.
A stamina bar.
I just use my tranquilizer.
I was just having so much trouble with her, and I looked it up online, and there was like, here's a simple solution, and I was like, you could call a supply drop right
that's
on top
bullshit.
Of her head. It's gonna kill her. Like, dude, that's brilliant. Like,
yeah, and you have to drop 2 of them on her head, because 1 doesn't do it, but...
Yeah. Yeah. Still, like, yeah. And I don't think that's something that they planned. It's just that the systems are in place that you could do that. You know
right.
what I mean? Like,
right.
I know, that's kind of my, like, one of my issues with it, though, is, like, Metal Gear. I mean, Fozzie, as a Metal Gear fan, knows,
sure.
like, boss battles in Metal Gear have been part of the best thing about that series. And I think, like, in this, it's kind of lacking that. Like, I have not really enjoyed the boss battles.
Did you run into a Metal Gear yet? Because I didn't even know what a Metal Gear was, and I was like, oh, shit, dude.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Giant fucking robot
yeah,
chasing
robot
me.
Thing, yeah,
yeah.
And then I'm in a fucking helicopter, and I'm shooting it as it's jumping at the helicopter.
Yeah.
I was like, this is amazing.
That was really cool, too. I had a moment where you'll eventually get there where you have to rescue these kids, but there's a gunship that keeps trailing you. But the last second, like, me and the kids are making a mad dash to the chopper, and then I see the gunship behind us. So then, like, I get in the chopper and I get on that machine gun and just wail on them. And it's really cool because it gets into, like, slow motion at first before you start going. I'm like, oh, Jesus, I am not going to replay this whole fucking mission again. This gunship is down. So, yeah, but I agree.
It's almost not Metal Gear. Like,
no,
in a way.
That's,
it's
that,
like,
and that's exactly what I was going to say, is that...
I think that's what... One of my big issues with it, though, is that it's... Like, I want more Metal Gear out of this, and...
I understand.
I know.
I know, like, Jeff, as not being a fan, like, but, like, that's something... That's the reason I would have picked this game up, like, it's because
right.
I love the Metal Gear story, even though it's so fucking dumb, like, and I'm not getting enough of it. Like, I played for, you know, 25 hours now, and it's like... In 25 hours of Metal Gear, I would have already had, like, 12 hours of story, and the game would have been over. And it's like,
you're
I've gotten, like...
side ops, though, I
you,
think.
You,
fuck,
but,
dude.
But, like, you need... That's how you, like, get the resources.
Oh, but,
the
dude, that's, like, that's why you're so underpowered.
I know.
You
right.
Like,
whatever.
You need to
I get through.
Shit.
If I can get through by the hair of my chinny-chin-chin, that's fine by me. Like,
like
you, I think that will ruin the end of the game for you, though. You're gonna
yeah.
Be like, oh, this game is awesome. This game is awesome. Oh, I can't finish it.
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna give up.
Like, yeah, I've gotten.
Are you sending guys out on missions, Jeff? At least, like.
Huh?
Are you sending guys out on missions at least?
I just started that because they like I wasn't doing it, and they kind of like made me.
Oh,
yeah,
yeah.
You'll get all my resources.
Send
these
guys out.
You need
like,
to be
okay.
doing that because, like, you want to be able to upgrade your equipment and.
Yeah, you got upgrades.
Well,
you have to upgrade your base and. now it's become to a point where, like, I'm faulting, like, those big-ass containers, but I still don't have enough juice. Right. I need more minerals. Yeah. The money's not an issue anymore, but it's all about that sweet, yep. sweet...
Money stops being an issue really early on if you're doing, like, the side ops. But yeah, if you're doing... Because
money's not been an issue for me.
Yeah.
It's my R&D. I need my R&D up.
Well, that's... You need to upgrade your platform.
And you need to go through, and this is going to sound really stupid, but you actually need to go through your staff list and reassign people manually.
See,
like, oh, you do it manually?
That's a step too far for me.
Like, well, it'll raise and low, but you'll make sure that your guys are like. So if you want R&D, there could be like a bunch of B guys
true.
Or A guys right. that they've moved into like your medical team or your intel team, and it's like. All right, I need to move these guys over here because I want to be able to get these weapons.
Could do
I've
that.
Spent adding to my R&D platform and hoping that
I've
helps.
Just yeah, I've just been trying to upgrade my platform as much as I can, and I'm almost completely.
But like yeah, there's two things I've been eyeing like the whole game. One is Fulton upgrade so I could like lift
yes.
the trucks and shit out.
Oh my god, it's a game changer, dude.
I want it so bad. That and great. I want the sneak suit. Like there's a suit where like
yeah, it's the Metal Gear Solid like yeah like. This. Can't get that yet.
No, my R&D still.
Dude, you need to set your game up real.
This is Jeff. It's the strategy game portion of it, and
I'm
out.
And it always kicks him in the balls.
Well, a lot of it is like you could like the way I'm kind of playing is like I'm just adding and building to it, but I'm not like micromanaging what staff is on, you know. But like, there's all
that stuff. You don't have to do that. It's just, but if you want your R&D. Like, if that's what you want, you should be moving guys from, like, other areas that you're not as keen on to up the level there.
I would have to imagine that whole aspect is new, too, right? Or no?
Yeah.
Like, the whole... Yeah,
the base building.
For the numbered ones, yes, but... For Mother Base, yeah.
Like, Peace Walker had some stuff like this, but not to this extent.
No. Anyways, though, I just want to say... Before we go on too long about this, but like Don, I've always not liked the series, and kind of I agree with all your reasons. You said you didn't like it. It's definitely one that like right away you won't be convinced, but if you give it a couple hours, you're gonna be very happy you bought the game. Like
rent it from like Redbox or GameFly.
It's not a rental though. You need to sink some time before like it's there's an hour and a half of just like cutscenes at the beginning, kind of. Like, you're just
weird.
Walking out of the hospital.
Still the best part of the game.
I know. It's just weird. It's like, it kind of fully throws you off.
Yeah, because, like, oh, this
like,
is a Metal Gear game.
You're like, yeah, well, this is Metal Gear. This is what you come to expect. And then it's nothing really after that. So, and I agree with Chris. I'm almost kind of glad that, like, they don't have David Hayter.
Because he wouldn't say anything.
Doesn't
Snake
like
says jack shit. Like,
oh, yeah, he's... Very
and he's not bad. Like I don't think Kiefer Sutherland's bad, but he hardly has any dialogue in this at all.
Yeah, but again, at the same time, it's like it's tough. It's like, do I want a Metal Gear? Yeah, of course. But this one just plays so much better, and it doesn't drag out, and it doesn't have like this overcomplicated storyline. And I like it, but I like the briefings. Like I like sitting down and like being able to put my controller down and be like, okay,
you
go eat some food or something. Like,
and, like
let me have a show.
Sit down and watch, or like they're making eggs or something.
And
like that's cool.
Like I just think like okay, like Metal Gear Solid 4, you had that every hour. Of
it was a
gameplay.
Little
you had an hour of cutscenes. So
yes.
I just think that there could have been a little bit better. It's like a middle ground. Like maybe every few hours you have like a 10-15 minute cutscene there. You know, every couple missions you have that, but
or even if they just doled out some like story every other mission, not like you don't need to go deep. You don't need to do like.
I still don't know who like
Cypher
is or like fucking the skull face dude. Like I've only seen him a couple times, and the fire people, and haven't fought really any of them. I just fought one, and it was like a minute boss fight. It wasn't even hard.
Before we move on to something else, though, I like Quiet as a character. I think as a character, she's pretty good, but the way that they kind of handle her, especially early on, where the camera just lingers on her boobs, and it's like, this is gross. Like,
yeah, it's not great.
I This is gonna shock you. I'm gonna go out on a limb and say I enjoyed it.
I enjoy it. Like maybe I don't mind it as much.
Like the 15-year-old in me is having a ball with her. Like you know.
Sure.
I don't know, because it's like she's so strong otherwise, and it's like she, because she's a really strong character, like, outside of that.
She hasn't said a word yet.
She doesn't have to say anything. Like, she's just, like, that opening cutscene of, like, after you defeat her, and, like, you're bringing her back to Mother Base.
They do explain why she's naked, though. It's fucking great.
But, yeah,
it's terrible explanation.
It's so dumb. But,
oh, God, it's
it is really dumb. But, so, like, you're bringing her back to Mother Base, though, and, like, she had already disappeared off your helicopter. She comes back and she's like just badass, like she's fucking awesome. And then she comes down and she like basically fucks with all your guards. You don't need to be like, all right, let's stare at her ass and her boobs. Like there's zero and to linger on it in like this like gross kind of way.
It's so over the top to me though that like and so like unashamed of that that like I kind of just like. I don't know, it's like another fucking like funny thing about the game that I like. I don't know. I mean I kinda like to see people like thinking it's in poor taste or just stupid, but and it is stupid, but whatever.
And it's,
whatever.
And when so much of the rest of the game is like trying not to be stupid, it's like this is really weird.
Is it though? Because like I think this game is just ridiculous all around and it knows it's ridiculous. I don't know.
I don't think it knows it's ridiculous. I really don't. I really don't think it knows it's ridiculous. I think it is ridiculous. I'm not sure that Kojima.
How can they not be aware?
Knows it's ridiculous though.
And I haven't played any of the other ones like you know enough to
an extent. Yeah. Like I mean that's kind of what makes Metal Gear special in a way is that it is ridiculous, but Kojima takes it so seriously.
That makes it even greater if like they're like. All right, and here's the last thing to sell Don on it, okay? I got an upgrade to my horse. It can shit now.
Like, I can add it. Got it.
Like, you just got that upgrade?
Yeah.
What the hell have you been doing?
Maybe, like, a couple hours ago in the game I got it. And I was, like, super proud of it. And I was like, what on earth? Like, is there a purpose to this? And I, like, looked it up, and it's like...
You can have it take a shit on people.
If you're getting chased, it could shit and, like, make people slip. It's basically like the banana in fucking Mario Kart. I was like, what?
you can also have it, like, you can knock, like, enemies out and have, like, your horse come up and take a crap on the enemy. So dumb.
Wow.
That's amazing. That's I'm sold. I'm writing it tomorrow.
It's just ridiculous little details like that. Like, no reason to have
boobs and horse shit.
Yep. And a dog. There's a dog. The dog is cool.
Also for no reason.
The dog is
he's a buddy actually.
Yeah, well,
he's awesome. What are you talking?
And yeah, there's you want the dog with you almost.
Dude,
oh my god, yeah.
Because the dog just marks everybody.
Everyone.
Well, you come up to a base and everyone's marked for you.
Or less.
Like, and as you're moving through a base, like if there's somebody that you didn't see or that like might have been like in the bathroom or something, he'll like bark and mark them for you. But not like bark to like alert anybody, just like, hey, like there's somebody over there and now he's marked for you.
See, I kinda like quiet just for the extra, you know, firepower. And
I think it's funny, her name's Quiet and she's not very quiet when you first get her, because like she doesn't have any she doesn't have any of her silent weapons, so but she's very lethal as well, so
yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. I don't know. I'll try the dog out.
There's a lot of things to like about the game. There's some things that are, you know, aggravating me a little bit, but I like it.
As a newcomer, essentially, I'm very impressed.
I mean, any game that I put 25 hours into, like, it's definitely worthwhile. Like, yeah. Like I can't be like, this game's garbage. I put 25 hours into it in the last month. Yeah. Like,
why didn't you stop?
Right. Why didn't I stop? Like, if I thought it was bad, I would have stopped. Like. Anybody play anything else?
Tony, any Texas Hold'em?
I deleted that game.
Pure Hold'em.
Worst waste of $20.
Oh god, dude. We need to create a special award just for that game at the end of the year.
We do. We definitely do.
I mean, don't we kind of have like a most broken game award already? We can name it whatever you want. I mean,
there
we should name it the
Texas
the Hold'em. Texas Hold'em award.
What was that? Pure Hold'em? Was that what the name of it was?
Yeah.
Pure Hold'em.
Yep.
Pure ass.
Yeah. Tony saw me play a little bit. I started Temple of Osiris.
It was on your stream. I got on there.
Yeah, Tony was giving me directions.
I feel like I added some color to your stream.
Definitely telling me what to do, but how to try this stuff.
You guys weren't playing together?
No, I was playing with my stuffed cheetah.
God. That's a free game, though.
That's
right?
A euphemism.
It is. Is it free? I don't know if it's
free. Is it
free?
I don't think it's
not free.
If it is,
regular Tomb Raider is free.
Oh. Well, I'll play with you if you want. It's completely different when you play with other people. Like, the puzzles and everything are different.
I bet. He was playing with the cheetah, like the though, one. Dude. You can't compete with a cheetah.
I was actually going to, after Erica kind of convinced me to play Temple of Osiris, I was going to actually turn the other controller on and have Chelsea try and play it, but I figured the screen wouldn't move because those games generally, like, if the other person isn't moving, like, you wouldn't move anywhere.
Yeah.
I've been stuck in the same position for a half an hour. but actually, Tony was on there. We ended up with a high of 11 people watching at one point.
So. Wow.
Holy shit, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was weird. Like, Tony was the only one
interacting.
I
know that.
But...
I was the only one saying stuff. But...
Yeah.
People suck.
You're very captivating.
No, not at all.
Oh.
Which is funny, because, like, I think it's terrible, but I've gotten, like, people have watched, like, the YouTube videos, and been, like, acquaintance, friend of mine, was watching it with her boyfriend over the weekend. It was like, this is hysterical. I'm like, I don't know what the hell you guys are watching, but if you like it, good on you.
I think it's pretty funny. Yeah, I watched the first one. I haven't watched one since. I need to. When are you posting tomorrow's?
It's up. It's.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah, okay, cool.
I put them up on Thursdays.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So Lara Croft is up on the site, and I did Rare Replay last week. So. Let's do some news. I think Fozzie is going to leave us and go.
I don't think. So.
Okay.
Realm.
All right. There's not a lot of news, but there were some game delays.
Yeah, game delays.
Let's see. What was delayed first? Hitman was delayed till 2016.
I didn't know there was one this year.
That didn't surprise me. I knew there was a Hitman game.
I didn't know.
I also knew that. They were making it like episodic or whatever. Like, it wasn't the entire game.
No, it was weird, right? It was a weird kind of release what they were doing.
Yeah, which I think they looked at their pre-orders and were like, oh, people aren't really interested in the way that we're doing this. Yeah,
they actually want to play the full game, not like a mission at a time.
Right.
So that got pushed. Persona 5 got pushed. I don't know if anybody here was going to play that.
I want to try it out.
You don't? No.
Really? I really don't.
No. Just stay away.
I don't know. Dude, people talk like...
Dude, I know
people
you.
People that like that game are crazy.
Do you like Japanese role-playing games, Jeff? Like,
It depends on whether it's good. I don't know. I mean,
no, like,
yeah,
Name a Japanese role-playing game that you like.
Does any of the Mario RPGs count as Japanese?
No.
I mean, they are Japanese, and I guess we can technically call them an RPG, but no, they're not the same thing.
Tales of Vesperia.
I like Tales of Symphonia. I like
Final
that
Fantasy,
one.
Dragon Quest.
See, Tales of Symphonia is a JRPG.
Yeah, I mean,
maybe.
I don't dig the whole like art style and etc. But I don't know, just the way I've seen people talk about Persona 3, I think it is, like, makes me want to try it.
Yeah, but, like, even though I love JRPGs, and 4 was just time...
I like...
It's just, it's tedious.
They're long. Yeah. Like, they're long, long JRPGs.
They're very drawn out.
If it
there's
goes
nothing
enough,
good about it.
You know what one I really regret not playing more was Ni No Kuni?
Yes.
Okay.
I bought that because that one though was down to $20 like right away. So like I got it and it
was cheap.
I played like 2 hours of it and I thought it was amazing, and then something else came along. So I don't know.
As they do.
But that's, you know, I guess what I'm saying is I could be convinced. So, and like the way people talk about that series makes me interested. So.
Oh man,
do you have
Vita? That's the reason I played the one on the Vita, and
no,
I have to tell you, I was very yeah.
That's what I have.
I heard that's like a really good version of that too, but
yeah, God, it's so just, it's cool. But yeah, it's very long. Trying to hook up with all the chicks, no one was digging my style. So it's like. Hours, no love connections yet, and it's just, I don't know.
All right,
cool art style. I like the gameplay, but it just,
like if you really want to know what Persona's about, Jeff, maybe go to Giant Bomb and I think Jeff and Vinny played the entirety of 3.
Yeah,
that's what I heard was amazing.
Yeah, so maybe watch a couple of them, of their old episodes of that, of them playing through that, to see if it's like something you'd be into.
There you go.
I honestly don't know, so maybe.
And like, what else was I gonna say? Like, you know how you like Metal Gear because it's open world? This is a clue. Persona 4 was, you went into a TV room, and every time you would just go into this castle, and then you would just come out of it, and that was your day, every day or every couple days. That was your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's the worst. So linear.
It's the worst.
So repetitive.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
I mean, if Fozzie can't hook up with chicks, dude, the
I'm fucked.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Star Fox was delayed until 2016.
Oh, I missed that one.
I was surprised by that a little bit.
Three?
Well, let's see. And Adrift. I don't know if you guys remember seeing the trailer for this. It's the space kind of survival game.
Oh yeah,
game.
It's the vacuum guy.
Yes, that was delayed until 2016 as well. It is now an Oculus Rift launch title as well, though. So
cool.
Guess there's that.
Oh my god.
That game looks really cool.
Awesome. Oh, I can't wait for the Rift. Oh, it's gonna be so exciting.
Let's see what else we got. I guess there was a Bloodborne expansion announced. Jeff, you into that?
Nah, I sold Bloodborne. I want to say. Mm.
Did you finish it?
No.
Okay.
I, for the record, have not finished any of those fucking games. But
you really
definitely
like
them. Feel like, yeah, you love those games though, don't you?
Yeah, I started to realize that, like.
No.
I like, yes, I really do love them, but like, I don't know if I want another again so quick anymore. I don't know.
Yeah, Dark Souls 3 next year.
I'm sure I'd probably like that more than
Bloodborne.
Because Bloodborne made you play a certain way, where Dark Souls lets you like play different ways. Like, lets you.
Bloodborne was way more aggressive, wasn't it? Like,
yeah, and you had to play aggressive. Like, and
that scared me away
from
it.
Dude, I like walking around being able to cast a spell, like shoot someone from far, and hold up a shield. Like, super defensive, cautious, like, please don't...
Exactly, yes, that's how I play, and that's why...
You played just how you would live your life.
I played, like, 40 hours of Dark Souls, and I've only made it to, like, the fifth area, like...
You'd be that asshole that, like, throws a rock at someone and then just runs away and puts his up.
Yep.
Slowly but surely going to Folger him.
Let's see, I don't know if you guys heard about the NCAA FIFA 16 kerfuffle.
Yeah, what happened with that?
Where they had to remove a bunch of women from the game?
They removed a bunch of the women's teams. They actually removed
why?
Well, I guess they didn't remove the whole team. They removed 13 members of them. So
right.
Tony was right. I think I had originally read it that they removed Mexico, Spain, and Canada's whole teams from the game.
Yeah.
But I guess they're still there.
Oh, just very close.
Yeah, yeah, because there's not a ton of soccer players, and they removed 13 out of these three. So.
Why?
Because they are still active. They are still actively playing soccer for their colleges.
Oh.
And even though they're not, they wouldn't be getting paid for this at all. But the NCAA is viewing it as an endorsement of FIFA 16, so
Stupid.
Yeah, they had to pull them out of the game. Which I think that's kind of shitty.
It is, but yeah. I mean, it's an overreaction based on what happened with NCAA football and
right.
some of the other issues that they've had with
right.
having players in games.
Sure. I mean, it's understandable, I guess, from a point. It's just, you know, it's kind of shitty.
Yeah, it sucks for those players because, I mean, they're not getting anything out of that deal.
No, especially for women's soccer players. Like, they don't get a whole right. lot of recognition outside of, like, the World Cup or the Olympics anyway. So,
right.
like, to have this thing that's basically celebrating international women's soccer more than anything's ever done, it's like, you guys can't be in it. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Let's see, there was a retailer leak that a BioShock collection may be coming.
Okay.
Yeah. Guys down on BioShock HD?
No, I played through all of those.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I might be done with BioShock.
Yeah.
At least until like there's nothing else to play and.
Seriously. Where's my Mass Effect collection?
Damn it. Right. I would probably buy a Mass Effect collection.
With all the DLC? Oh my god.
Yeah, I probably A1. Would too.
I would replay Mass Effect.
I'd like to play them start to finish.
I would like to play the multiplayer again too. Shit was fun.
I never actually got into the
Oh my god, it was so good.
I probably would like it. I heard it was kind of like Horde wave based firefight type thing.
It's great.
But with objectives.
Yeah, with objectives, and then also, like, every class played a very different. The best ever was playing with Dub, a couple other people. All four of us would be Krogan. All four of us, when you're Krogan, you kill a lot of people by, like, beating them up. You get, like, an adrenaline rush, too. So we just go around, just, like...
Running like, through there like crackheads?
Yeah, just running in, just Bash Brothers style, just, like, just destroying people, and... At the end, you could do a headbutt. We would just headbutt, you know, the sign of mutual respect.
I guess, according to this Polygon piece here, a voice actor kind of tipped off that there might be a Wolfenstein sequel coming.
Oh?
Yeah.
A what sequel?
Wolfenstein. The sequel to the Wolfenstein The New Order. No, Jeff was into that, so.
Oh, yeah. Very much.
I thought it was okay. I'd probably play another one.
Yeah, I'd be down for another.
Let's see. You guys still have EA Access?
Oh, yeah.
Battlefield Hardline coming next month.
Okay.
Accidentally.
Hate the long con for that, because I didn't buy it. I'm interested. But...
I think everyone
gets still don't think I'll play it.
I don't think either, but...
no,
I think Chris bought it.
I didn't buy it. I borrowed my friend's copy of it.
Oh, nice.
Because he had actually bought it at launch and never played it. I was like, hey, can I borrow that? And he was like, sure. Like, and I played it and was done in 7 hours, and I gave it back to him.
Yeah, no, there was nice. A 10-hour the EA Access he got with it, so I'm pretty sure I didn't use up all of that either.
No, but you could only play the first two missions in the single player, so which kind of sucked. That you couldn't play more than that. But, yeah, that's coming, so, you know, if you're into that. See, Jeff, did you get rid of PGA Tour?
Oh. No, I didn't. Why?
I guess they're adding another free course.
It better be fine with me.
Which brings their course total to 14, I think. They're adding East Lake Golf Club.
Great, so, good for
a,
them.
It's a real world golf club. Course, I don't know anything about golf, so. But
there are clubs, hit balls.
There are clubs and you hit balls, yes.
That game was one of the major disappointments of the year.
Yeah, I mean it was okay.
Or a Hefe, you got one.
I think even the golf was off. I think the putting did not feel great at all. That's like fundamental. I
didn't like their experience system, which they've kind of implemented across all of their games this year, I think. But the way it specifically worked in golf was kind of shitty because you only, you know, got experience in things you were doing already.
Yeah, and it wasn't
right.
100% like working either. That like it f- felt kind of arbitrary what they would give you sometimes. To me, like, fuck that game. I still own it because, like, I want to sell it, but one, I bet you I wouldn't get $20 for it at GameStop. And, like, I don't have another golf game around right now, at least on console. So it's like, I don't know. It's golf at the very least if you want to play golf. You know what I mean? Like, I bought it.
There's that, I guess. Are you guys going to try the Battlefront beta?
That's what I was just going to say. I think everyone gets that, right? Like, it's
everyone. You don't need EA access or anything. It's going to be it goes live October 8th.
I think it's got split screen in the beta too, so
yes, it'll be neat. Split screen and offline.
Really?
So you can try like the co-op mode, I guess. Right there.
Yeah.
I'm gonna give it a shot.
Yeah.
See how it goes.
Because that's one I don't know whether I like it or not. So I definitely, if you're gonna let me try it out. Sweet.
Let's wrap this up here with the October's Games with Gold, which I'm kind of disappointed in the selection here, but because I have all the games. On Xbox One, it is Valiant Hearts from October 1st to the 31st. It's a very good game.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And then from October 16th to November 15th is The Walking Dead Season 1.
Oh, Season 1? Okay.
Yeah. And then on the 360, it's Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes for the first 15 days.
Repeat.
Yeah, well, it was on Xbox One. It was Xbox One. It wasn't a 360 one, so you can get achievements again if you want.
Ooh.
and then The Walking Dead Season 1 also on 360. So I'm a little disappointed in it. But...
Yeah, I might pick up Season 1 again, even though I've played it twice. Just, you know, since I game, I'm mostly on Xbox One. That way, if I ever get Season 2 or whatever.
It's an easy 1,000 achievement points, too.
That's true. Yeah.
Just
for
play.
A crap game.
Just play through
easy,
it.
Easy, sir.
And I put game in quotation marks. I forgot.
No, we saw the air quotes.
Yeah, well, we know what you meant. I guess we'll find out what the PlayStation Plus stuff is at some point.
I kind of hope it's Helldivers. I'd like to play that on the Vita sometime.
Ooh.
Do you still have a Plus membership, Don?
I do.
Yeah.
Despite not playing my PlayStation.
Yeah,
I have a ton of games on there for my kids.
I let mine lapse, so.
Yeah.
Actually, I think I have two. Me and my wife both have subscriptions.
I should probably get it for this month, because Grow Home was one of the games, and I heard that's a really good 3D platformer.
It is fun.
But I think that's it for news, unless you guys have something.
Nope.
No.
Konami.
Oh yeah, Konami backed out of AAA games completely.
See ya. Bye, Felicia.
And there's no DLC for Metal Gear.
No story-based DLC, right? Like they are doing Metal Gear Online still. Who knows what the hell that is?
Is that even up yet?
No.
Oh. No. It's gonna be another Grand Theft Auto Online, the heist mode thing where it took like 2 years to come out.
Yeah.
Anyone play that?
I wanted to, and the day I got on, I couldn't connect, so I was like, fuck.
And you had to be level 12. Well, you were probably level 12, right? You had to be level 12,
was level
to even, 12
yeah.
to start it.
I mean, you can play at any level. You just need to initiate it at level.
Oh, because so somebody had to be level 12 to,
exactly.
to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
I was
You know, the party making in that game was atrocious. Every time me and my buddy wanted to play, we had to go through so many hoops just to get in. I mean, we could play in a party, but we couldn't get in an actual group in the game, which, I don't know, it was fucking retarded.
You sound a little bitter.
No, I love that game though. It was so fun. We would spend like an hour trying to get like in the same group. We could get in the same session, but for some reason it would never group us up. So you know, we'd spend an hour trying that, and finally we'd say screw it and just do whatever anyway. But I don't know.
Give me 1 second here, and we'll do some football picks.
Ooh.
Trying to see where we all are.
Ooh, legendary engram. Looky there.
I got a question from
Xbox. Mr. Record Fresh. That.
Go ahead, ask it, Jeff.
What was it like the first year you moved out of your parents' house? How different did you act without them around?
I don't remember, actually.
Jeff killed a man.
I left my room on a regular basis. All
right. Freshman year of college was probably, like, the greatest year of my life. It was just a blast. But how was I different? I don't know. My parents were kind of strict with, like, me not staying out late, so the whole freedom of being able to do whatever you want, whenever you wanted, it's pretty awesome. The other thing is, like, in college, you don't really have to go to class if you don't want to. That was sweet, too.
It was also sounds really like scary idea. Because I remember having to
freshman year courses
cook
were
and do my own laundry and all sorts of other crap I didn't do whenever I lived at home. So I know some people did when they still lived with their parents, but I didn't.
I didn't. So. I had to learn how to do laundry and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't know how to do anything. I think that was the big thing for me.
Yeah,
like, I'm useless.
Yep. I'm yeah, amazing. Pretty. That's how you feel the first several months out on your own. It's like, oh my god, how did I do this before?
I'm trying to, like, I mean, it was really different for me because I went from, like, even when I, you know, went to school, I lived at my parents' house and commuted into the city, but. I didn't move out until I got married, so it was like a huge change.
Like, yeah. When I went to college, I was a 13-hour drive away from my parents.
I was like,
so you weren't suitcasing at home on the weekend.
No, not even a little bit.
I'm definitely at a suitcase school. You know, I lived like an hour away, so I used to go home on the weekend to work to deliver pizza, even though I could have got a job.
And I was the first one of my friends to get married and the first one to own a house. So, like,
you're
my house kind
person.
Of my house kind of became
you went from
like
high school to adult.
My house kind of became like the de facto party house. Like, everyone just hung out there. Like, we had people over all the time and
yep.
giant beer parties and then everyone got old and
sounds really adult.
Yeah, right.
I think it's more adult than a beer party.
Beer party. I'll bring the beer. Bring the party.
Lots of beer pong went on my kitchen table. And in the front of my house, actually, too.
Neighbors must love you.
We got the cops called on us more than once.
Yeah.
Which was a problem because we had brothers of friends of mine that were way under 21 at the time. Like, had to hide them in the bathroom, like, in the closet.
Oh, I remember the old runaroo, like, oh, there's a bush, see ya.
Yep. Go hide underneath the boat. Like, stay out of sight till the cops leave. It was a good time.
That would be, like, the best part about being a cop, is going to bust that underage party. And, like,
just,
where's Waldo that shit, where I'd be like, all right, where are you motherfuckers at, you know? The ultimate where's Waldo? It's like, where the fuck are you? Get over here.
Without a search warrant, though, so you can't look that hard.
Yeah, I know. My own little fantasy. That's.
I have probable cause to determine that you're in the closet in the master bedroom.
I would just fuck with them, because, like, I mean, how many people know what their rights are at that age, you know? You're
they have no
be
rights.
Scared shitless.
Yeah, I went to a school where people do all that stuff, though.
Well, yes. You went to your fancy school, okay? No one cares.
Like, the police officer comes to the front door, and there's like a 20-minute discussion.
A little debate.
Yeah. While everybody else leaves, so you, like, scamper out the back. So.
I remember when I was a freshman, there was a kid on our floor who, his name was Madden. Like, I think that was his last name. Everyone called him Madden.
John.
I don't remember what his first name was. But that year, Majora's Mask came out, and he failed out of college because of Majora's Mask.
No, you're making that up.
I swear to God, dude. Like, he would come home from class, and you just see him sitting there in his room fucking playing that, and you're like, dude, did you go to class? Like, no. And it was like that for like a month and a half, and all of a sudden he was gone.
Huh.
That's
kind of depressing.
Sad to be him.
But he did it for a great cause. Like, that's a great game.
Yeah.
I'm sure his parents were thrilled with it.
Yeah.
The thing for me was, when I was a freshman, I skipped class all the goddamn time. Like, didn't give a fuck. But the classes are so easy. They're all like the gen eds, like, that you didn't have to go, and you could go pass tests. It was that, like, I thought, anyways. Like, so, yeah, freshman year, it was really good times. Co-ed floor, dorms.
Co-ed floors, baby.
All right.
We had a kegger on our floor as well. Just throwing it out there.
I
don't know how we got away
with
that.
I did a dorm for, like, all but, like, on site, like, in the actual school for, like, one semester. I had the weirdest fucking dude. And I was like, all right, I'm getting an apartment with my friends this time. I haven't
That's
looked
at well, I did after the first year.
Yeah.
And half the first year in the dorms, I had my own room. And then, like, the other half, there was, like, a gay guy. That was my roommate. It was a gay guy, which was, like, first exposure to anything like that. And he moved out. He moved out after one semester. He was done with me.
You literally scared him off. Nicely done, sir.
I think my parts alone were enough.
Oh, your fucking snores. I could imagine fucking sharing a goddamn room with you.
Holy
shit.
All right. Let's see. Last week in the football picks, everyone picked the Patriots. And
of course.
Patriots won.
How could you not?
Fozzie and I both went 3-1.
Ooh.
Jeff Dunn and Tony went 2-2. So the overall rankings right now are Fozzie, Tony, and myself at 6 wins, 2 losses. And Jeff and Don are both at 4-4. So it's close. And no one's pulled away, so not that you can in the first couple weeks, but anyway, here we go.
Yeah.
Philadelphia at the Jets.
Tough one, man. At Jets?
At the Jets. At New York.
Fuck it. Jets seem like the hot pick these days. Hot pick.
Alright. Fozzie's going Jets. Jeff.
Dude, was that the Monday night game, the Jets?
Yes.
You know what? I'm switching it. Eagles. This is a must win for them.
Fozzie's
going to come out ferocious.
Fozzie's going
Dude, that was
upset.
The most... Who did they play on Monday night?
The Colts.
Cowboys.
Wait,
that was the most boring game ever.
Terrible.
That game sucked so bad.
yeah.
Where is it at?
It's in New York. Well,
that Jets.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Jets.
Oh.
All right, Don.
Eagles.
Eagles. I think they got to make up for last week. That
yeah,
terrible
fucking
That was the most boring game. That I watched last week.
Dude, that Seahawks-Packers game, did you guys watch that?
That game was fantastic.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was a big game.
It hurt at the end, because you know I don't want to see the Packers win. And I have a soft spot for the Seahawks. Like, that was fucking brutal.
Aw.
All right, Tony, what do you think here?
It makes me hate myself, but I got to take the Jets.
The Jets, all right. I am also going to go with the Jets.
Wow.
And then it's going to be a fun week here in Philadelphia.
I just think that there's too much on the line. Like, this is an absolute must for them. They're 0-2 right now, right? Eagles are?
They are 0-2, yeah.
Yeah, I have to go Eagles.
They haven't looked good at all.
I know.
No, they look terrible. They look talentless, which is sad.
Jacksonville at New England.
Got it. Jaguars. Count it.
You're going right. Jags, huh?
Oh, I'm going Jags, baby.
Jeff?
Oh.
They have fucked me 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And I'm going against them again this week. Cause
yeah.
You know what? If they did, that would be awesome if the Jags beat the Patriots.
Yeah, that would be so good at New England.
but you're going to go with New England. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm Don?
Patriots.
Tony? Obviously, the Jags.
I mean, do I even need to say it?
No, I'm going with the Patriots.
That man's going Jags.
Dude, Fozzie's the outlier here. Watch him.
Come on.
Out ahead.
Fozzie is the outlier, and that could prove well for him. So.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Disastrous.
I'm leaning towards horrible.
Nah. Right, Portal's gonna light it up.
It's probably another cake game here. Chicago at Seattle.
Ooh, got him. Yeah, I don't think that Seattle's gonna go 0-3. I'm just gonna put some money on that.
Chandler's yeah. back. He's back. The hero.
Who is? Oh, Kinsler's yeah.
Kinsler's back.
Yeah, yeah. They got their defense back. It's trouble.
And, like, Chicago doesn't have a quarterback right now, right?
We're decimated. Yeah, we're done. Yeah. All right, we're done. We're over.
You Jeff, guys are lower than the Jags now. That's so bad.
You're going with the Seahawks, Jeff?
Oh, my God, yeah, dude. All right. our back quarterback is terrible. Like, not that Jay Cutler's any good, but fuck. It's going to be manslaughter.
Don.
Well, let's go Seahawks.
All right. Yeah.
Do the right thing.
I'm
please don't make it sound hard, Don.
Yeah.
No. I thought about maybe just taking the underdog approach, but I was like, nah, fuck it.
You do that for a different game.
Yeah.
You do that for a different game. Bears
fan. Dude, trust me, they're going to lose.
All right. Tony, Seahawks, yes.
Seahawks,
yes. Yeah, I'm going with the Seahawks as well. And, finally, we have Buffalo at Miami.
Ooh. I don't know. I thought both teams were supposed to be good, and now they're both like
they're not.
Right?
Yeah, they suck. Both.
Okay.
They suck.
One sucks more than the other.
They'll suck.
I'll go Buffalo. I don't know. Rex Ryan is a thing.
Jeff.
Buffalo I'm going Bills.
Don.
Dolphins.
Vince.
Tony.
Buffalo.
And I am also going Buffalo because the Dolphins.
Oh, there's my underdog win.
Yeah, there it is. There's a lot of almost, choices.
The Bills almost came back and beat the Patriots, man.
No, they didn't.
I felt like it. I was giving Tony shit. I was. Confident that, enough to give Tony
that
shit.
That was all garbage time.
Yeah, no, that was the Patriots playing really soft.
It's like once the Patriots realize, they're kind of close. They're like, all right,
let's save our play calls for the rest of the season because we're
yeah, yeah.
And like we'll let Rex feel like he's getting something back. Yeah, was it 8 points that it ended up being at the end.
Something like it, seven or eight.
And that was the biggest 8-point lead ever. that was an ugly game.
I didn't see the beginning of it. Like I was just catching it near the end. I was like, wow, they're like.
Well, the Bills went right down the field on the first drive, and then the Patriots just started like blitzing every play. And what's his name, Tyrod Taylor, couldn't handle it. Of course, once they got way up ahead, they stopped.
Yeah, Tyrod Taylor. I mean, when that's like your
quarterback, yeah.
Hope.
Can he beat the Dolphins? Man. Yes. Can he?
I thought he like switched over to a different position. I could have sworn he was like wide receiver or something.
Yeah. I mean, he should be able to beat the Dolphins' defense, which is not playing good at all. So.
Well, Bound Jack, good against that D.
Yeah, and so did Washington. So. I imagine that Buffalo, who has some good receivers and LeSean McCoy, should be able to
Shady.
Move up and down the field against them. So there we go. Those are our football picks. We'll be back next week. Is there anything?
Yes.
Tony Hawk. Jeff will have Tony Hawk impressions.
Mm. Oh.
NBA 2K.
Oh, I can't wait to drink this beer.
NBA 2K16. Okay. I might play Soma this weekend.
Rainbow Six. Anybody else playing the Rainbow Six beta this coming week?
I might do that. Maybe I'll see you on there.
Yeah.
Dabble. Am I? How's Madden 15 looking? Do I have to play anything, or are we?
We should be good to move on.
Okay.
So I lost.
Wait, what?
You haven't played yet, have you?
No. I'm playing tomorrow.
Okay.
So, I played my week 2 game.
Yeah, I did. I lost.
Oh, okay.
I don't know who I played against, but like I got destroyed.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You guys lost? How do you lose? I don't understand.
I don't know what happened. Like,
I don't know what happened.
I think it was because I just played. We just played our game, And then after that, I was like, all right, I'm just going to go through this real quick. And I didn't play on the defensive side at all. Oh, I was playing against Washington. Because RG3 in this game, for some reason, is still really godly.
Well, I mean, it was
he's
this,
shitty yet. So.
This was his second year, right? Like, this game was his second year, so they were still coming off him being the rookie of the year.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, he went for 5 touchdowns, so it was messy. Sad reality, though. Sad reality.
So, football is moving on. We'll continue to play some of that, and I will continue to suck at it. we'll be back and talking about other stuff. Probably not our critically seen football league, but any reviews going up? I guess Tony's working on Blood Bowl, right?
Blood Bowl.
I'm going to try. I'm still moving tomorrow.
All right, you're gonna.
It's going to kind of be like a review in progress, or well, maybe not a review in progress, but like not finished review, I guess. Or because if I want to finish this and review it, it'll be till next week or so.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
would you rather want? Well,
do,
I guess
do what you want to do. So.
All right.
Like, we'll go from there. And actually, I will probably play some of the new Star Wars set that comes out on Tuesday for Disney Infinity with the old characters. So we'll have lots to talk about. And Don will have the Destiny review at some point.
Yeah, I'm hoping to start writing that Saturday, but we'll see.
And
or Sunday. I don't know. It might be the following week.
Don, myself, and Tony are going to embark on a weird quest. We got Tony to reinstall Destiny.
Oh yeah.
And we're going to restart some characters and play through the new game together up to what Tony can play to. So to see
until
if
he finally says, nope, you know what, I've had enough.
I've had enough Destiny.
Yeah.
And then Don and I will go back to our main characters and
yeah,
go from there.
Hopefully I'll get past level 8 or 9 with my secondary, so maybe I'll get up there a little bit this time.
I mean, we'll see if you should be able to get past 8 or 9. Like, we could probably get that done really quickly.
Yeah.
So I think that we can keep Tony around for probably at least 2 play sessions, and you should be level 8 by then. Before Tony's like, this game still isn't any good. I hate you guys. So check for that on the site as well. Fozzie,
yes.
Say goodnight.
Goodnight.